And speaking of Blackwater Gold, we have Mr. Saw Black live in the studio. Can you hear me, Saw?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming down and doing this. As I was telling the good peoples here of Richmond who are listening, that song I played, Carolina, is not available.
No.
I was mistaken. Right. I thought it was available.
Unless you got a CD from me.
Yeah. I mean, you do have a 3-song EP available on Bandcamp.
Correct.
Yes, but that song is not on there. If they want that song, they got to come and harangue you.
Yeah, I guess.
Somehow.
Yeah, that might work.
Right. But again, thank you so much for coming down and playing for us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right, well, tell you what. Why don't you go right into a nice little 3-song set, and then we'll talk to you some more, right? But in the meantime, please, people, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 804-622-9747. We need to raise some money. We only got a few days left to get to $40,000, and we still got quite a ways to go. 804-622-9747, 804-622-9747, or log on to the website, www.wrir.org.
Nights running for as cheap as I can, then pass out drinking with nothing to give. Tired of the pills and my cell phone bill, underwater themes and playing background fills. Tired of disdain and my self-consciousness, it's thick like the brambles and it bites like. I'm a dog in the race. I'm a dog, I'm a dog in the race. I'm a dog, I'm a dog in the race. I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Southern gal. It was there that I met him, a one-night stand in that town. He told me that he loved me. I bought him another drink. Don't fall in love, all is fair in love. I am an unfair man. I got to be moved. Red, the road was long. I went down to Nashville, Tennessee. where they wouldn't play my song. I fell asleep on the sidewalk. I woke up kissing a dog. Don't fall in love. All is fair in love. I'm aiming on fair men. I got to be moving on. I got to be moving on. Smoke in the mirrors. Driving down 95, still working 9 to 5. Bought a new place, it took up all the pain. Forgot her name, but I still see her face in my dreams, in my dreams, in my dreams. Making my way through the smoke in the mirrors. Making my way through the smoke in the mirrors. Making my way through the smoke in the mirrors. Making my way through the smoke in the mirrors. Making my way through the smoke. Smoke.
Thank you.
You got one more?
I have three more in a bit. I thought you wanted me to do three.
Yeah, no, I did. But you kind of like two of them kind of like went together.
Oh.
I thought you were doing a suite.
I don't know. That was three.
No, that was lovely. That was lovely. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, not at all. Saw Black, ladies and gentlemen, plays with the Black Brothers, who have now changed their names to Blackwater Gold. And tell us a little about what's going on in Blackwater Gold's life these days.
We just released three songs online. Mm-hmm. We recorded four.
Why didn't you put Carolina on there?
There was sort of a disagreement among the members of the band about whether or not it fit well with the three that we released, and how it would function, I guess, as a piece of music. And
okay.
So we decided to leave it off, but I put it on a bunch of CDs, and the people that got the CDs liked that song. So
yeah, well, so there you go.
I kind of want to put it online now.
Yeah, so. See, that's how democracy works.
Exactly.
All right, so but are you working on any more new material?
Yep, I'm recording myself right now. Yeah. Just these songs that you've heard, plus some more.
Okay.
Trying to do kind of some stuff by myself.
Yeah.
But because all the guys in the band are obviously in other bands, yeah, and super busy, so
yeah, that's what we were talking about. You know, everybody plays in five different bands, and just getting everybody together in one room to do some stuff is it's a task, it's an undertaking,
right?
And weren't you even telling me that your was it your bass player was planning on hitchhiking to Oregon?
Yep, he's leaving in a week, I think.
Is he sick of Richmond?
Well, he's been running sound at the Camel for I guess 2 years full time, and I think he needs to get out of town for a little bit, you know.
Right. So are you looking for a new bass player?
No.
Okay. Because I play bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we can jam. We can jam some.
I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing.
You don't play bass?
Any monkey can play bass. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Not all monkeys can play bass.
I'm just kidding.
Some monkeys don't have fingers.
I'm just playing. Just kidding. But I do play guitar, and you know, I mean, theoretically, if you play guitar, you can make the transition to bass. Because weren't you telling me your bass player was the guitarist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so the guy who wrote the bass parts on the EP is now playing guitar.
All right, see, so there you go. There you go. It's an easy transition to make. But you know, even though your bass player is, you're still going to continue on.
Right.
Right. I think you should, because I think you're, I mean, your songs are, I personally think your songs are amazing.
Thank you.
They're very, very good, very rich, very soulful in depth. But you're not 40 years old, are you?
No.
Yes, because I heard you.
Some of the songs are more personal than others. That was about a guy that I met who was 40.
Who was 40.
I'm right here.
Don't flatter yourself. You're way over 40, Phil. You're as old as I am, for God's sakes. No, but I'm bringing that up because, you know, the songs are so good that you almost belie your age. How, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
I'll be 25 in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, songs of that richness coming from a 24-year-old. You know, you need life experience to write songs like that, is what I'm trying to say. Do you have life experience?
I've had some pretty crappy jobs, so.
Is that all it takes to write good songs, having crappy jobs?
I think so, yeah.
That is some damaging. A bad job is really damaging. For real.
But great for the creative.
Yes, exactly. It's great for the outlet.
I'm painting houses now, so.
Right.
That gives me plenty of time to think of lyrics.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Do you when you're thinking about lyrics and songs, do you paint in rhythm to the, it's like how you think a song would go?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, see?
Wicked.
See, that's how, yeah. A mind, a peek into the process here, how it works.
Through the folds.
I write
of
all of my songs on a paintbrush first.
Like you write all the lyrics on the side of the wall, you take a picture of it,
yeah, there you
and
go.
Then you just splash paint the rest of it.
Be a good album cover, maybe.
Hey, you know, whatever works, man. Whatever works. So, all right, so what do we have coming up? Anything, any shows coming up?
Well...
I mean, you guys just played the Camel Thursday night.
Right.
Yeah. With Dead Professional.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is awesome.
Yeah.
He played really well, too. Hopefully, we're going to be playing on air, I guess, Tuesday night in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
And then that's all we really have. I mean, we're looking for shows. I'm currently recording right now. So, right. Just taking it slow, trying to do it right, you know.
Right, right. And like we were saying, you know, just getting everybody together in one room is mm-hmm. is an undertaking as it is. But we were talking before the show, and you're going to try to get everybody together on my show for Tuesday night.
Right.
For our End of the Fun Drive blowout.
I don't think we can this Tuesday, but I think the next Tuesday we can.
Yeah, either That's way. Yeah, that would be fantastic. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm dying to get the entire band in here.
Yeah, I'd love that too.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Because, yeah, I mean, the sound that you guys have is such a rich, gorgeous sound, I think. In my opinion, so yeah, it would be fantastic for you to come in and blow it out before your bass player takes off to Oregon.
Yeah,
that'll be his blowout. That'll be his going away party,
exactly.
As it were.
Exactly. Yeah, you can just walk over to the highway.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, and just kick him to the curb. All right, see ya.
I'll give you your first ride to the edge of town.
Aww.
Maybe you could ask for a ride on air.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That'd be great.
Solicit rides on that. That'd be perfect. Yeah, all right, fantastic. All right, so I'll tell you, yeah, you work on that, and let's go into another three-song set. What do you say?
Okay, cool. Let me just make sure I'm in tune.
Yeah, go ahead and tune Saul Black right here on River City Limits. And if you haven't done so, please pick up the phone and give us a call, 804-622-9747. We need another... What do we say? $510?
$510 in
an hour.
And see if we can do it. You can come on down to 1624. We have some macaroni cheese and some collard greens.
Yeah, from Mama J's.
From Mama J's, and we've been snoshing on that all.
Yeah, and if you know Mama J's, man, you know nobody does the greens better. Nobody does those collards better.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah. But also, let me remind you, you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. We need $510 in the next hour, people. 804-622-9747. 804-622-9747. www.wrir.org. We have a secure form online. Donate whatever you can. $10, $20, $100, whatever you can. And not for nothing, we got T-shirts. We got WRIR live downloads, all kinds of great stuff. Whatever you can, please. We need $510 in an hour.
It can be done.
I know you can do it. All right, y'all ready, Saw?
Yep.
All right, let her rip.
On the
all the reasons why, all those photographs, why they weren't worth making. She's a burning flame, she's a real heartbreaker. Ain't it such a shame she ain't coming back here? Universal love, universal body, universal love, universal body. Universal love, universal body, universal love, universal body, universal love, universal body.
This next song is called Friends. Cutting ties with the man feelers, feeling the river rocks in country sand. The paint is green, glass inside my hand, stitched up, yeah, and caught up. Taste of peaches, summer's end. Falling back into cigarettes again. My
my pain. My pain, my pain.
I can do another one, or
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, give us one more. Okay. Sounds beautiful.
Thank you. Let me just. Okay, this is an old one. This is a Black Brothers song. It's called Warsaw. Searching for lights between, and for someone not like me. Tire is scoring my knees. Going for help, I'm begging, please. But I don't even know what else that I need. This is a prison song. I kicked a cop in the face, locked up for 7 weeks. I hold a secret in this silent cell, but I can't make sense of it now. This is a prison song. I kicked a cop in the face, locked up for 7 weeks. I hold a secret in this silent hell, but I can't make sense of it now. Turning myself in to get away from you. Turning myself in to get away from you. Turning myself in to get away from you.
turning myself in to get away from you. Searching for lights between and for someone not like me. Tire is scoring my knees. Going from bum begging, please. But I don't even know what it is that I need. Oh,
gorgeous. Yay, that was awesome. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So please tell me that's not based on a fact.
No, I didn't. I didn't kick a cop in the face.
Yes, thank you.
It was a dream I had.
Although there you are dreamt, times.
You've dreamt of kicking a cop in the face.
Yeah, I guess. The other night I definitely did.
Oh, my.
Huh.
Oh, my.
Just
my.
Jerks, you know.
Oh,
cops are jerks. That's what you're trying to say? No. I didn't say that.
No.
Everybody's an individual.
That's right. No. All right. So what was the? What did we just hear?
You want me to name all the songs?
Yeah.
Okay. The first set was "Dog in the Race," followed by "Memphis," followed by "Smoke and Mirrors," and then the second set was "Universal Love," "Friends," which I did like an abbreviated version because I usually play that with the band. And then that went into West Virginia, and then the last song I just played was called Warsaw.
Warsaw. Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice. No, that's gorgeous. Those aren't, as Phil was trying to ask me, those aren't songs that you play with the band, except for the last one, I think you said.
Friends in West Virginia I play with, well, Friends West Virginia and Warsaw, the last three I play with the band. And then, you know, Universal Love is me and my brother have been working on that one.
Right.
He's been playing a drum machine on that, so it's been kind of cool.
Nice. And then the other songs are just songs that you're working on, songs mm-hmm. that you're...
A lot of those are pretty new.
Yeah.
Just been working on them a lot, I guess, the past couple months.
You wanna bring them to the band? See what they can do with them? Or?
Well, right now I'm trying to just simplify everything.
Sure.
I just want to like keep it as simple as possible.
Because
I love playing with the band and I love writing with the band, but, you know, at this point they can't be there all the time, and I, you know, I'm here all the time, so,
right?
And I want to take music seriously, and you know,
as you should.
And I want to try to be on the road and things like that. So
right. You want to hitchhike to Oregon with your friend?
I don't want to hitchhike.
You don't want to be on the road that much.
I'm hoping I have some gas money and things to get me from place to place.
You'd rather be stuck in a van for 3 months with your mates.
But I mean, do you want to be on the road, but you still want to, do you want to stay in Richmond or do you want to go someplace else?
You mean move?
Yeah. I mean, when you say you want to be on the road, do you want to, you know?
No, I want to live in Richmond. I mean, like I love Richmond.
Yeah.
I grew up here and,
yeah,
I think I always want to come back here, but I love traveling too. And I love, you know, I think I've done a lot of traveling, but I think it'd be fun to actually have a purpose, you know,
sure.
while traveling. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Sure, but also even as a, you know, as an artist, as a creative mind, you have to go out.
Oh, I mean, definitely.
That's how, you know, that's how you come up with material. You mm-hmm. have to go out and do stuff.
Yeah, a lot of these songs are about, you know, being in other places and with friends on the road and stuff like that. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you're young yet, son. You got years of life experience and many more songs to write about it. So well, once again, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
down.
So much for having me. And
my pleasure.
I mean, I just hope that anybody listening, if you haven't supported yet, you know, please do. This is my favorite radio station in Richmond. So,
oh, hell yeah.
I love how much you guys do for the scene and the fact that it's right above the Camel. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like perfect.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's our mission here at WRAR. When we came on the air, that was our mission, to be a platform to promote cultural diversity and just to promote the cultural awareness of this town. And I think we've done that pretty successfully over the last handful of years. You know, if you're at all, yeah.